If the silent treatment is a narcissistic behavior, does going no contact make you a narcissist? Lately, I've been seeing a lot of comments from viewers who are worried that they might be the narcissist in their relationship. Seems odd, right? Well, most of the time, these comments are on videos related to the silent treatment, or ghosting. One of the most common concerns is whether going no contact makes you a narcissist. People learn that the silent treatment and ghosting can be considered forms of narcissistic abuse, and they equate this to the way we treat a narcissist when we go no contact with them. And believe me, I get why they feel this way. I mean, it's a little confusing. In both the silent treatment and ghosting, the narcissist ignores us and or doesn't respond when we try to reach out to them. And in so many ways, that's exactly what we're doing when we're using the no contact method to heal ourselves. So what's the difference here? How is no contact different from the silent treatment and ghosting? Are we just as bad as the narcissist for choosing to end contact with them? Does this make us one of them? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today at queenbeing.com. If the silent treatment is a toxic behavior, if it is narcissistic abuse, does no contact make you a narcissist? And what are the differences between the silent treatment, ghosting, and the no contact rule? Let's do this. First, we're going to quickly define the silent treatment, ghosting, and no contact so that we're all on the same page. In a nutshell, the silent treatment is a manipulation tactic where the narcissist will stop talking to you for days, hours, weeks, months, whatever, in order to punish you for something that they think that you did wrong. It can cause serious emotional and psychological damage if you don't realize what's happening. Now, ghosting is basically exactly what it sounds like. The narcissist, disappears on you without a word. And this could be for any number of reasons. They might be attempting to punish you for something, or maybe it's a totally selfish reason where the narcissist hasn't even really considered the possibility that you might be bothered by their absence. You have to remember they have a lack of empathy, so it makes total sense that they wouldn't consider your feelings here. Now, in ghosting, the narcissist might reappear at any given time, ready to consume more of that narcissistic supply that they so desperately need and that you, my friend, happen to be so good at giving out. And then there's the no contact, which, if we're being honest, is both a coping mechanism as well as a technique that is practically required to heal after narcissistic abuse. This involves removing yourself from the narcissist's life. You stop seeing them, you stop speaking to them, you don't interact with them at all. This allows you to clear your life of the negative energy they bring into every room. So what are the similarities and differences here? Well, let's start with the similarities. As I mentioned earlier, in all three cases, one person intentionally avoids the other person. And in all three cases, the end of the contact, or the point at which the contact stops, can and does happen without a word to the other person involved. It could be a totally silent thing. But that's pretty much where the similarities end. Now, the differences between the silent treatment, ghosting, and no contact go much deeper, and they are much more significant. So what differentiates no contact from the silent treatment and ghosting? Well, number one, the motivation or the intention. Like I mentioned before, narcissists give you the silent treatment because they want to punish you for something they think you've done wrong. Or they want you to think you've done wrong. Often this is a result of narcissistic injury. Now, ghosting can be done for the same reason, or it could be done out of pure selfishness and a lack of concern for your feelings and well-being. No contact is more about protecting yourself so that you can be safe and heal after going through an abusive toxic relationship. The silent treatment is passive aggressive and abusive, while no contact is really less about the narcissist and more about you. When we're talking about no contact, we're not trying to hurt anyone. We're just trying to save ourselves. That brings me to number two, what you get out of it. Again, the narcissist is often trying to get something from you when they give you the silent treatment. They're trying to get you to do or not do something, or they're trying to put you in your place, or they're trying to make you submit to their will. But when it comes to no contact, you really don't want anything from the narcissist except maybe for them to leave you alone. You don't have an ulterior motive that involves them at all. You're just trying to get away from them so that you can have the space that you need to heal. That brings me to my next point, the trauma part. Another difference between no contact and the narcissist ghosting or silent treatment is that no contact is one of the first steps to resolving the trauma bond developed during your toxic relationship with the narcissist. Since trauma bonding causes you to feel sort of addicted to the narcissist, and you can learn more about that at the video I'll link here, as well as in the description below, going no contact can be likened to an addict going cold turkey to quit their drug of choice. Like it or not, the narcissist has an almost drug-like effect on us after all the years of trauma they've put us through. In fact, research shows the same part of our brain is affected by them as is affected by drugs. But while most narcissists have suffered some form of trauma, usually in childhood, their reasons for giving you the silent treatment or ghosting you are usually not directly related to it. But I mean, it can be indirectly related isolated since their impulsiveness and lack of empathy probably stem from their reaction to that trauma. But anyway, how do you know you're not the narcissist? That's the question, right? Well, often codependents feel responsible for pretty much everything that goes wrong in their relationships. And this is often a result of the fact that toxic people over the course of their lives have conditioned them to feel this way. I know that was the case for me. How about you? We know that one of the biggest red flags of a toxic narcissist is that they refuse to take responsibility for anything other than the positive things they do, or others do sometimes. With that being said, anything that might be seen in a more negative light, or that doesn't portray the narcissist as the vision of perfection they have for themselves, well, those things, they will most definitely squarely place the blame on anyone or anything else. So it's fairly safe to assume that if you're worried that you're the narcissist, you might not be. Now, there is such a thing as narcissistic fleas, and let's talk about that really quick. This might be where your confusion is coming from. See, narcissistic fleas are essentially behaviors that victims pick up from narcissists, like verbal bullying, coldness, the apparent lack of empathy, stuff like that, but they're not real. They're like little habits. But I've got some good news for you. The fleas, they can be eradicated with mindfulness and intention. But wait a minute, you ask, how could this be? We're all so different from narcissists, right? We feel things deeply and we're not bullies. Well, let's look at it logically for a moment, right? When we spend a lot of time with someone, anyone, we tend to naturally pick up certain habits, speech patterns, gestures, things like that from them. For example, when I moved back to the St. Louis area after college, I recorded my outgoing message for my voicemail soon after moving. Well, after being back for 6 months or so, I called my voicemail one day and I kind of freaked out. I thought, who is that person? I sounded completely weird to myself. Well, it turned out that during my years in college, I had picked up a little bit of that country twang that people in my college town all seem to have, as opposed to my more St. Louis sounding accent that you hear now. For that matter, on a slightly more relevant note, during my relationship with my ex-husband, if he was in the wrong mood, he would always kind of bully me, talk to me in an accusatory way whenever he talked to me. And even if he wasn't directly accusing me of something, it always kind of felt like he did. A year or two after I left him, I found myself using a similar tone with a friend at one point, and thankfully realized it and I worked on changing it. But what if the person that you believe is a narcissist turns the tables on you and tells you that, in fact, you're the narcissist and not them? What do you do when the person you think is a narcissist calls you a narcissist for going no contact? Their logic seems to go like this. You said that ghosting is narcissistic abuse and you're not talking to me and you won't see me, so you must be a narcissist. Could they be right? Are we all toxic narcissists because we choose to go no contact? I mean, I think you and I both know the answer to that question, but just to make it perfectly clear, let me fill you in. There are two things to consider here. First, the Hoover maneuver. The narcissist is intentionally trying to manipulate you into responding to them when they say this to you because it's a Hoover. By accusing you of being the very thing they are, what are they doing? They're tempting you to respond to them and re-engage with them. They really hope you'll argue with them so that they can suck you back in one way or another. Hoovering is what we call it when the narcissist tries to do exactly that, suck you back in after the discard. Now, this can be drama related, or it could be an attempt to reconcile the relationship or to get you to break no contact. In other words, the narcissist will call you a narcissist to get you to accept the blame for everything they've done wrong, plus anything you did in reaction to said wrongdoing, and then they get you back into their little circle of supply and they own you now. They can be mad at you for everything and everything's about them. Don't fall for it. This brings me to my next point, projection, gaslighting, and the smear campaign. Yeah, in addition to projecting their own bad behaviors and qualities onto you, the narcissist is in a way gaslighting you with this kind of accusation of you being the narcissist for going no contact. In case you're new around here, I'll just define it for you. Gaslighting is a pervasive and highly effective tactic that narcissists use to manipulate you into doubting your own reality, not trusting yourself and your perceptions, and also questioning your own sanity. Fun, right? This little mind game is quite effective, especially when done over the course of several years in a relationship. And it helps the narcissist to sort of brainwash you into doing what they want you to do. While self-awareness is scarce among narcissists, they do seem to intrinsically and systematically extract narcissistic supply from anyone who allows it, and whether you were raised by, married to, or engaged with in any way the narcissist in your own life, you know, they can get it from you. And you have to know, they have a freaking map to every button you've got and they won't hesitate to push them. So the point I'm making here is if the narcissist can insert even a small amount of doubt into your head, if they can make you believe that you might be the reason that the relationship would ultimately fail, or at least that they're not, well, they feel a strange kind of validation and satisfaction in that. Plus, they're going to use this as part of their little sob story they're going to tell about you in their inevitable smear campaign. Now, that's what they're going to tell everyone you know and some people you don't know about what a horrible partner, son, daughter, sister, brother, employee, whatever that you are, so that they can get attention from other people who will also conveniently feel sorry for them and give them more narcissistic supply. You know, attention, validation, pity, whatever. The stuff narcissists need to keep going. Narcissistic supply. So what's the bottom line here? Well, basically, if you're going no contact, you're doing that in order to prevent further abuse and trauma from being inflicted on you by a person who has repeatedly proven to you that they will never stop hurting you. You are not doing anything to them other than not allowing them to be part of your life. It's not a move meant to hurt them. It's not about getting revenge on them. It is simply a move to save yourself so you can heal. If someone's giving you the silent treatment or ghosting you, they don't intend to completely in contact with you most times. They intend to hurt you, manipulate you, or control you. Or in some cases, they simply don't care and they don't think about how their behavior would make you feel. And if they did think about it, they would be unbothered by your feelings anyway. And how do you know that you're not the narcissist in all of this? How do you know you're not just justifying your behavior by telling yourself you're going no contact, but secretly you're just sort of subconsciously ghosting a perfectly nice person? We all know that's not true, but ask yourself these two simple questions in case you're curious. Number one, do you care how people feel? And sometimes, do you change your behavior or alter it because of the way someone else feels? And next, how did or how does the person that you're going no contact with make you feel when you spend time around them? If you are a narcissist, the answer to number one would have been a hard no, and you would have varied your answers to number two. If you are not a narcissist, you would have answered yes to number one, and most likely you'd find yourself feeling terrible, unlovable, worthless, or otherwise negatively after spending time with the person in question. They hardly ever make you feel good these days, but they might have made you feel good back in the day. They might have made your heart sore. So how'd you do? What were your answers to those questions? Speaking of which, this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you ever worried that no contact was the same as ghosting and the silent treatment? Have you worried that you might be the narcissist? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, and share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. Now, if you have felt like this, I would truly appreciate your thoughts and your comments, because I know that a lot of us have felt this way, including many people who have commented here on YouTube. So I want to let people know you're not alone. We've all gone through this. We've all doubted ourselves here. Just remember that ultimately the biggest, most important indication of someone who is not a toxic narcissist is the empathy, is that they care how other people feel and they behave in ways that let us know that they care how other people feel. Anywho, I'll let you get back to your life now. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It truly does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right there and right there, as well as in the description below. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.